Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
This episode was written by Charlie Barton and read by Jim Stovall. God is with us. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6. Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It is so high above me that I cannot reach it. God is with us. What an awesome truth. When we are facing hard decisions, God is with us. When we are waiting with dread for a diagnosis, God is with us. When a friend has let us down, God is with us. When it seems like the world is falling down around us, God is with us. When we experience small victories, God is with us. When a child is born, God is with us. When we see a glorious sunset, God is with us. When we gather for worship, God is with us. But also, when we are ungracious to a server, God is with us. When we are consumed with envy, God is with us. When we speak ill of a neighbor, God is with us. When we fail to keep a promise, God is with us. It's comforting to know of God's presence when we are in despair or trouble and need God, or when we celebrate the great moments. But let's not forget that God is also with us when we are at our worst, the times when we would just as soon that God look the other way or turn a deaf ear. If we stop and acknowledge God's presence with us all the time, what a difference it could make in how we respond to every situation, good or bad. God is with us. Let us never forget that. Our prayer today, Father God, we thank you that we can count on your presence with us in good times and bad. Let the knowledge of your presence be the guide for all our thoughts, our words, and our actions in every circumstance. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.